We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, RD and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
For those of you that will be heading back to your hometowns, La Ipo Pera is 91.3. And since we were talking about traveling, we were also talking about how we three of us were in a car together, you know, just traveling around Malaysia.
Yeah, last year we did our Mixlin Star, yeah, where we traveled to almost all states in peninsula on the west coast, right?
Exactly. And then when Aisha mentioned, yeah, when Prem drove, ooh, wow, both of us, we had goosebumps.
Like flashback. Oof. Trauma. It's a good thing though. Yeah. It's a good thing you are not balik kampung this long weekend and going to have a long drive, because I really pity whoever who's going to be, you know, the co-pilot, the person sitting next to you.
Yeah. So I was the co-pilot for Prem most of the time, mm-hmm, right? And I will tell you this much, I did not have any sleep at all because he wouldn't let me sleep.
Yeah, because you're one of those that believe that the co-pilot must stay awake and teman the driver.
You know I'm here on the show, right, guys?
That's why I'm addressing you, asking you. So is that what you...
Listening to you all first nicely, vilify me.
Sorry, I wasn't looking on my
left. But it's a fact, what?
Co-pilots on long distance, your duty is to stay awake and to keep the pilot awake because... you know, that's just your duty to entertain the person. Yes, you're also in charge of the music.
What?
You're in charge of giving the co-driver snacks.
What?
Like while they're driving, have a sip of water. Here's some asam boy.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to sleep? What, are you passenger princess or what?
No, I'm not passenger princess, okay? What I am is enjoying my ride.
So for me, right, if I was driving, I want my co-pilot to sleep. Because you see, the way I see it, right, you are my co-pilot. So in the event that I need to rest, you're already fresh and awake.
Yeah.
Because you see, if not, right, you'll be like tired, I'll be tired, and then it gets a bit dangerous, no?
No, what dangerous is your co-pilot not talking to you because the car is so quiet, your mind starts flying, hallucinating.
Your mind?
No, really.
What?
You think what music's going to entertain you? Wrong. Your co-pilot talking to you and saying things like that makes you angry will keep your blood boiling.
So wait, so you're basically saying that if it's quiet in the car, there'll be voices in your head.
Yeah, all the time.
And then
that's
your co-pilot is there.
He needs the noise to drown out the voices that memang are then in his head.
You stay awake by talking to yourself. Talk to the voices.
You think I'm alone? You all ask this question. Go ahead.
Okay. When driving long distance, right, is the co-pilot, which is the front passenger, allowed to sleep?
What are your thoughts on this, Steph?
They are allowed to sleep. I used to drive long distance. I prefer my co-pilot to fall asleep. Yeah, because if they talk too much, I will get distracted. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, Prem talks a lot.
I have to just shut up and go to sleep.
Hey, no need to be so angry. When you feel angry like this, it does some boy. You'll be okay.
No, I think she's finally found a word to describe people like that. Prems.
No!
Yeah.
Look, Nadia, what do you think about this? I'm saying that the co-pilot needs to stay awake all the time.
Let me put it this way. Yeah? So usually when I go back to Ipoh, it takes me like 3 hours, right, to my hometown. But if my husband is driving, it takes me like 5 hours to go there.
What?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's a slow driver.
Pemandu berhemah, sopan santun.
That's not a bad thing.
But 5 hours to Ipoh? Wow. This one very berhemah.
So?
So my husband usually asks me. I only asked him whether we can switch driver, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, tak apalah, okay, at least kita sampai ikut awal. But then he said, okay, you go and sleep, you're tired.
Huh, so at least you get like a full rest, you know, 5 hours sleep, that kind of a thing. Tak adalah stress sangat, tunggu.
The problem is, bangun tidur tak sampai-sampai. Bangun tidur tak sampai-sampai.
Correct. So might as well you stay awake and go through the torture, correct?
Tahu tak apa.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Patricia, what do you think? I'm saying that, you know, when driving on long distances, the co-pilots, the passengers should stay awake.
My co-pilot is my husband.
Hello.
Hello, co-pilot husband.
Hello.
So what do you think about this, Patricia?
I prefer him to sleep.
Okay. Why, huh?
For some people, long drive is like a therapy, you know. When my husband is next to me, it's no longer therapy, you know.
Thought-provoking ideas.
Thought-provoking ideas, says the co-passenger.
He can talk from point A to point B non-stop.
Oh,
he could fit the key, everything you want.
Where's the off button for him?
There's no off button.
That's the problem.
Oh, dear.
But you know, at least there's great company. He gives you thought-provoking ideas. You know, as you drive, your mind will work instead of being mundane and boring, you know?
Oh, no, no. Just my music, not him.
What's your husband's name?
Kelvin.
Kelvin. Oh, okay then.
So, the problem still exists, though. The problem being in front of us right now. Mr. Driver here.
Say la.
No la. Can you let us or not sleep? Just
but you
for a
know
bit.
What I enjoy most, Aisha, is that when we go on our trips, the three of us, our team trips,
yeah.
You normally get in the back
uh-huh.
and you sleep. That's fine. Ardi here will try and sleep. The moment he tries to close his eyes, I will accelerate and then you should see the fear in his face.
You do not know what it's like.
Oh, I love it. The yeah, torture.
Exactly.
Woo!
You're just lucky, like, you know, I'm in front of you because I can be like a good airbag.
Okay, good luck to you, la. I'll just be sleeping.
Okay, good luck.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.